This is Ian Plested at Bishop's Cleeve. The final score tonight was Bishop's Cleeve 0, Guildford City 2. I'm here with manager Kev Rayner. You must be very happy with the result, especially considering the amount of players that we had in the squad tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's all day. It's been a bit of a battle with trying to get players up. We had 16, 13, 14, 16, swapping and changing all over the place for various reasons. But when we turned up, we had another couple, unfortunately, en route that couldn't get here. Will and Elvis for various reasons, and unfortunately we've turned up with a bare bones, but the side looked good enough to me, and I thought if we keep a good shape we can certainly get something, and fair play to them all. They all worked hard, what it's all about, and always a threat with Lance's pace up top, something probably haven't had for a little bit, and deserve the win. So
Lance looked very dangerous, and as we saw, two goals, but the defence was struggling against him.
Yeah, he's a menace, isn't he? And, I think, like I say, it's a shame we wasn't as strong as we could be, but can't take anything away from some of the lads hadn't played for a month or so, and one or two first time they've seen other people here, and they put in a good solid display and deserve the victory.
As you were saying, I mean, it's been a bit of a makeshift team, but every single player out of that 11 played absolutely brilliantly today, I thought.
Yeah, I thought once you look at the side going out of the 11, didn't look too bad to me, and I thought we'd have a chance. And we spoke at half time. If we can keep a good shape and tight, Lance was a real threat in behind, and Walsh's delivery. We felt if we can use that well, we'd certainly get something. I think first half, any corner on set play, they panicked a little bit. We didn't quite get the break, so we thought if we can still get them, we'll get something from them. So it panned out, so it's good.
Nuno and Lance looked like they actually had a good partnership, and they seemed worried of him. Very disappointed that Nuno got sent off. Didn't seem like he did much.
No, ridiculous. I mean, their nine clattered Anthony twice first half and had a little pat on the backside. Nuno did hardly anything. I said to the ref, it's harsh, and he ends up with a red card, but there you go. I mean, not happy with that, but you take it with the result, basically. So
clean sheet as well, especially when we're down to 10 men. We're a bit under pressure, but we keep it at zero. Clean sheet.
Yeah, I think the back four did really well. Nice. Jamie and Bruce, strong and solid. Damien's got that pace to get you out of trouble when we're in it a little bit. And Amari's done superbly going back in there and helping out. So, you can't fault them all. And Anthony's a good experienced keeper, knows what he's doing. And when he had to make a good save, he made a good save, so more than pleased with everyone tonight.
Is it party time, or is it just the beginning of a long journey that the next games are going to be?
No, we know it's hard. I've said before, I don't think we're going to get better and better, no doubt about that. We'll improve all the way along. So it's pleasing to get something tonight. We'll have more players in Saturday, and from there on the squad will be pretty strong, and I'd be really disappointed if we're not out of the mire pretty soon. So, we will have a good, strong squad, and some of the players have taken their chance well tonight. That's what it's all about. So
congratulations, Kev, and thank you very much for your thoughts, Kev. Thank you.
No, brilliant. Cheers, mate.